Now we're going to flick through the functional group chemistry. So the first thing is our class of compounds with no functional group, which are the alkanes. So the naming there goes, you identify there are no functional groups, you go, oh, okay, it's boring, it's just an alkane, so I'm going to put suffix ane at the end. I then find the longest continuous piece of carbon chain, add that before it, and then any alkyl groups that come off the side get stuck in at the front. So in this case here, we have got a 1-2-3 chain, which is propane, and coming off, the central carbon is a CH3 group, so it's 2-methylpropane. Our next class of compound are the alkenes, so we identified the functional group as an alkene. Now I haven't stated it here, but you guys need to be quite clear on what's a functional group and what's a class of compound. So an OH is a hydroxyl group. Now the hydroxyl group can be found on its own, or it can be found next door to a carbonyl group, C double bond O. So you must correctly identify what the functional group is at the outset, because I can't have you identifying an OH as a hydroxyl when it's actually a carboxyl group, because it's part of the carboxylic acid group. So if you're a little rusty with it, remember, make flashcards, get them going so that you can correctly identify the functional group, the class of compound, and that you've memorized the suffix straight up. Now, back to our alkene. So in that case there, we had our functional group is alkene, class of compound alkene, our suffix ene. We then put that alkene into the chain in the lowest numbered position. So in this molecule here then, looking from this end, it's 1,2-ene. Looking from this end, it's 1,2-ene. So it's 2-butene, or you could do it but-2-ene. I'm not going to be fussy about that sort of thing. Then the branches go in with the lowest numbering based on the numbering scheme we used for the functional group. So in this case here, we're starting from this end, 1,2, and we've got a methyl group, so it's 2-methylbutene or 2-methyl-2-butene. The alkynes, exactly the same as the alkanes, but we're putting iron in to reflect the fact we've got a triple bond, and we must put a number to indicate where